Hi, it's Dave. On September 15th, Snowflake is set to IPO. In this video, I'm going to be sharing my initial thoughts on this highly anticipated initial public offering. All right, this week we've got one of the hottest IPOs that are hitting the market. And one of the reasons is because Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is buying a big chunk of this IPO. They're set to purchase $250 million of the IPO and with options to purchase more. This is extremely unusual because Berkshire Hathaway, led by Warren Buffett, is extremely risk adverse. And usually they never invest in high growth tech companies. Warren Buffett is famous for saying that he only invests in things that he knows and he doesn't know technology. And so for Berkshire Hathaway to be involved in this IPO is extremely unusual. I think this shows signs that Warren Buffett is stepping down and releasing a lot of his authority at Berkshire Hathaway. He has different lieutenants that he's been relying on and giving more decision authority over the past several years. And it's probably one of these younger investment managers at Berkshire Hathaway that has caught the vision for the future of cloud or data management and has decided to buy into Snowflake. The second reason why this IPO is highly anticipated is because Salesforce is also buying into the IPO. Now, Salesforce is a huge cloud business platform, and they're able to see actually their business activity of their users. And they're noticing that a lot of people are using Snowflake, especially over the past few years, and the growth is astounding. And because of that, Salesforce has decided to take a stake in the company. And the third reason why Snowflake is highly anticipated is because it's one of the fastest growing companies in the entire business or enterprise market. And I'll explain that in a bit. But first, I want to dive into exactly what Snowflake does. And here's a quick video from the company.
Our appetite for data has never been bigger, but connecting data across an organization can be a daunting task. As the dynamics of your data change within your organization, so does the complexity you face when trying to deliver value from data at the pace your business requires. All too often, the solution leads to a complex data architecture where you spend more time managing infrastructure at the expense of finding untapped potential within your data. Snowflake allows you to build a modern data architecture with our leading cloud data platform that eliminates the complexity, cost, and constraints inherent with other approaches. Available as a service on leading cloud providers, Snowflake eliminates architectural complexity so you can run many workloads with the elasticity, performance, and scale required by the modern enterprise. What makes Snowflake unique? In one word, architecture. Built entirely from the ground up for the cloud, Snowflake's architecture is comprised of centralized storage for virtually unlimited amounts of structured and semi-structured data, multi-cluster compute for running multiple workloads without resource contention, cloud services to automate common administration, security, and database tasks, and a cloud-agnostic layer to deliver a consistent experience across cloud regions and providers. This unique architecture makes Snowflake applicable to a wide range of workloads, including data engineering, by leveraging Snowflake's ability to streamline data ingestion and integration. As a data lake, by using Snowflake as your data lake or alongside an existing one. For data warehousing, with unlimited performance and concurrency. To streamline data science, to simplify and drive performance for complex workloads. For building data-intensive applications that require an analytics workhorse at their core. And streamlined data sharing between consumers and providers. Thousands of companies, including McKesson, Instacart, Square, Caterpillar, and many more, are seeing performance, scale, and productivity gains utilizing the Snowflake Cloud Data Platform. Snowflake has over 1 exabyte of data under management, and hundreds of thousands of users execute hundreds of millions of workloads every day. The next step should be an in-depth conversation with you to help us understand where you would like to go and how Snowflake could enable you to get there.
All right, first off, I am no expert on Snowflake. I personally spent about 6 or 7 hours of research in the past few days looking into Snowflake, and I'm still learning a lot. And so this is more of a first look, and all of this, of course, is just personal opinion. Now, what Snowflake is doing is they're trying to solve the problem of data and data analysis. With the advent of cloud computing and data collection from millions and millions of sources, lots of companies have a ton of data, but their data is often siloed into different computers or different cloud platforms. What Snowflake does is it easily brings together all pertinent data that a company has into the Snowflake platform. Once it's in the Snowflake platform, Snowflake allows data analysts and engineers to quickly sift through data using SQL and to find correlations and to really find value for the business. Not only that, Snowflake also allows multiple people, multiple teams to access that same data concurrently. And with that type of foundation, a lot of companies are finding Snowflake as the best place to bring together all their data, to analyze it, and to find value for their business. What's interesting about Snowflake's business model is that it's a consumption-based model, similar to Amazon Web Services, where you only pay for the amount of computing that you use. What Snowflake does is it charges its customers based upon how much they're using their platform. All right, so what does their growth and their financials look like? Let's take a look. Okay, if you look at the fiscal year ending January 31st, 2019, which is basically 2018's numbers, Snowflake brought in revenue of about $96 million. And the following year, fiscal year ending January 31st, 2020, they brought in about $264 million. Now that's more than double, if not close to triple, the amount of revenue growth in just 1 year, which is amazing. The first 6 months of 2020, they brought in $240 million of revenue, which is amazing growth as well. Snowflake's business is extremely high margin, which is typical with software as a service. Their cost of revenue last year was about $116 million off of $264 million in revenue. Now, Snowflake is spending a ton in sales and marketing. Last year, they spent $293 million on marketing, more than the entire revenue that they brought in. Because they're growing so fast, they expect that number that they spend in sales and marketing to be a shrinking percent of revenue over time. Finally, last year, they lost about $347 million. Now, Snowflake is a prototypical high-growth tech stock. They're still losing money because they're spending a ton on sales and marketing to grow their revenue as fast as they can. But it appears they have a product that is very compelling, and customers are willing to spend even millions of dollars on their service. And the issue is not just within the next year or two, but let's say going out to years 3 to 5 to even 10 years out, will Snowflake be able to continue to grow its revenue at a fast pace, even a 30 or 40% growth rate after 5 or 10 years? Can Snowflake grow into a multi-hundred-billion-dollar cloud company? And the big question is, can they compete against the big players in cloud computing? For example, Amazon AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud. All right, what I've done is I've gone through a first round of kind of research on Snowflake, and I've read through their S1 IPO filing. And I also viewed their retail roadshow IPO kind of video and presentation as well. And I've watched a bunch of their company videos and read a bunch of articles as well. And personally, I'm still in the learning stages of what this company does and how impactful, right, their products and services will be going forward. What I want to do as I close this video is I want to go over several criteria that I use personally when I look for kind of the next big investment opportunity. Now, my opinions on these criteria are going to change over time as I gain more information about the companies, right, I research. So the first question is, does the company have a super ambitious and far-sighted CEO? With Snowflake, their CEO, Frank Slootman, is an established Silicon Valley kind of enterprise sales and CEO guy. I mean, he is a hard-driven guy who understands enterprise sales and is really pushing the company, right, to push sales heavily. And he understands the technical features of their product and sees a very bullish future for cloud and data computing. My main concern from watching a few interviews with this CEO is that he kind of lacks this super out of the world kind of vision and scope and breadth that, for example, a CEO like Elon Musk might have. And on the flip side, it kind of appears that he lacks the technical expertise or grounding that, for example, the Microsoft CEO or Google CEO has. Now, I don't doubt the CEO's experience in leading a company. He's led a few very successful public enterprise companies in Silicon Valley in the past. But the question is he really kind of one of those top of the top CEOs with really depth of insight and clarity that me as an investor, I'm going to be looking toward and looking forward to hearing from? All right, the second criteria I ask myself is, A, is this company in the top 0.1% of innovative companies out there? It's tough to answer this question with my limited knowledge because I haven't really used their platform for myself. But what I do know is a lot of companies seem to be adopting and using their platform. For example, Square is adopting their platform in major ways. And also Apple uses Snowflake as well. But unless I personally like know the product myself and I'm personally using it, there's still a distance in terms of how intimate and how closely I know that product and really how closely I understand their innovation. And that leads me into the third criteria or third question, which is, do they have a far superior product than anything else out there? When purely looking at their growth, yeah, it shows me a lot of customers are going to their product because it's probably the best product out there. But I do have some questions. For example, with data management, data analysis, it seems fairly evident to me that the future is AI. Looking out 5 to 10 years going forward, I think AI is going to be playing the predominant role in looking and analyzing mass amounts of data, bringing out value and giving insights to business leaders. So one of my questions is, how deep is Snowflake's AI experience? And are they susceptible to some new AI startups? Let's say some startups who have some founders that have just amazing amount of expertise and knowledge in AI. So in some ways, they could be squeezed from the top end, from Google, Microsoft, and Amazon, who might be copying their features, right? And they also can be squeezed from the bottom end when you have some new startup that use AI and really go hard after the Snowflake customer. All right, my fourth criteria is, will they be a decade winner? And my fifth criteria is, will they be a generational company? Now, with an enterprise company like Snowflake, it's hard to really evaluate and judge them unless you're a user yourself or your business is really dependent on one of their services or products. Without that personal knowledge and intimate knowledge of their product and the competition, it's hard for me really to evaluate and make a conclusion on how deep impact their product or service will be in the future. And lastly, my sixth criteria is, do they have a clear path to a 10x valuation in 5 to 10 years? Back in October of 2018, they were valued at $3.9 billion. And back in February 2020, when they raised some money, they were valued at $12.4 billion. Now with the IPO this week, if Snowflake debuts at an IPO price of $80, let's say, that's going to be a $23 billion valuation. And it's very possible with the hype, especially with Warren Buffett and Salesforce getting behind it, that the IPO price spikes. And let's say their market value goes to $30 billion or more. So just in the period of 2 years, you have this company being valued at $3.9 billion and perhaps being valued at over $30 billion. For them to do a 10x over the next 5 to 10 years, they would have to be valued at probably $300 billion or more. And that really means that they need to execute and continue to grow their product and their services. All right, I wanna hear from you guys. Do any of you guys actually use Snowflake? Does your company depend on Snowflake's platform and their services? Also, why do you think Warren Buffett is getting into buying into a high-tech growth stock when all these years he was a proponent of more value investing and companies that he can understand? Anyways, if this video has been helpful, like it and subscribe to this channel. We're looking at investment topics from different angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things and asking that extra question. I'm at Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.